Now, the pace of the referendum campaign is quickening as we approach the climax. Both sides are watching every poll and preparing for the second Alex Salmond-Alistair Darling debate next week. But they can agree on one incontrovertible fact, that this argument, played out in meetings and on the streets and in households across Scotland, is touching hearts and minds. Jim Naughtie has been exploring one of the intriguing consequences.
Referendums are different. These yes-no decisions disturb settled political patterns, and pollsters notice one striking consequence, that disagreements inside families and among friends are much more pronounced than you get in a general election campaign. I've been exploring the ways in which people try to deal with that. Members of the same football team having their independence argument. Oliver Escobar, who's a Spanish academic living in Edinburgh, has decided that the best place to do it is in a pub, over a specially designed card game, which is a kind of cross between Happy Families and Consequences, with cards that are meant to prompt debate about the big referendum questions. Each card brings up a new issue.
The cards that I pick, how important is people's own prosperity and choosing a new model for defence?
And where do you start from, in your view, as we talk now?
I was initially against independence, but over the last couple of weeks, my opinion has changed slightly towards being undecided, so I'm hoping that this will give me a better insight into making an informed choice on the day.
I have gone with, what will you say when your grandchildren ask you? Because I think the decision made in September is one that's going to be final, so I'm very interested in this one.
And are you a yes or a no or a don't know?
I was at the beginning, yes, but I'm now on, I don't know.
For Oliver and his friends, it's a bit of fun and quite exhilarating. It's not always like that. There's hardly a family where you won't find the debate